This is the parallax for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with the record-breaking DHS shutdown now in its fifth week with no resolution in sight. The good news: TSA workers finally received their paychecks. President Trump signed a presidential memorandum Monday directing the Department of Homeland Security to pay roughly 50,000 TSA agents who had missed two pay cycles. Airport security lines, which had grown severe during the lapse, appeared to ease following the payments. But here's where the outlets diverge on what comes next. The Guardian emphasizes the ongoing crisis. The shutdown continues with no end in sight, while Fox News leads with the operational relief, reporting that emergency TSA lanes at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport were cleared by staff. The Daily Wire highlights Republican calls for action, with Senator Mike Lee urging Trump to invoke his constitutional power to convene the Senate on an extraordinary occasion. Meanwhile, Newsmax surfaces a warning from former Governor Chris Sununu that repeated funding disputes are turning shutdowns into a dangerous norm. The White House is calling on Congress to cut short its Easter recess and return to Washington. The Senate remains away. Turning to Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation Monday renaming Palm Beach International Airport the President Donald J. Trump International Airport. On the same day, Eric Trump released a computer-generated video previewing a Trump presidential library planned for downtown Miami. But there's a twist worth examining. NPR and The Guardian report the straightforward facts, the renaming and the library announcement. However, Axios reports something that changes the picture. The Trump family business has simultaneously filed trademark applications seeking to use the Trump name on airports, covering everything from pet clothing to plastic socks. Legal experts told Axios the filings are unprecedented and could give the family control over how the Trump name is used commercially, even without direct royalties. The Trump organization stated it would receive no royalties from the renaming itself. That's quite a different angle on the same day's events. Now to the escalating conflict in the Middle East. We're now in the fifth week of Operation Epic Fury, the U.S.-Israel military campaign against Iran, and the Trump administration's messaging on when it ends keeps shifting. Here's where the coverage reveals the tension. Axios reports that Trump has now hinted the war may end soon, marking at least the 12th separate occasion he's teased the conflict's imminent conclusion. The Wall Street Journal reported that Trump told aides he'd be willing to end hostilities even if the Strait of Hormuz remains largely closed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Al Jazeera in an exclusive interview that U.S. war objectives would be achieved within weeks. Netanyahu told Newsmax the war was beyond the halfway point and urged Trump to ignore anti-war polling. But here's the complication. Iran rejected what it called excessive and illogical U.S. demands. And Trump himself posted on Truth Social, threatening to completely obliterate Iran's power, energy, and water infrastructure if a deal isn't reached, along with a video of an Iranian ammunition depot being struck by bunker buster bombs. That was a vastly different tone from the deal-making signals his administration was sending simultaneously. Markets responded sharply. MarketWatch reported that stock futures jumped and oil prices retreated after the WSJ report about Trump's potential willingness to end the war. The conflicting signals have created extreme volatility. In related news, Spain escalated its standoff with Washington by denying U.S. military aircraft access to its airspace and to two jointly operated military bases in Andalusia for operations related to the Iran conflict. Spain's defense minister, Margarita Robles, called the war illegal, making Spain the most prominent NATO ally to actively block U.S. military logistics for the campaign. The human cost of the conflict continues mounting. Israel expanded its military operation against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, with the Israeli army reporting four soldiers killed as it pushed deeper into the country. Two Indonesian UN peacekeepers were also killed in an explosion, the second fatal incident in 24 hours per the UN peacekeeping force, UNIFIL. Hezbollah stated it was attempting to make the ground invasion costly for Israeli forces. The global energy shock from the conflict is now hitting everyday Americans in their wallets. That's the parallax for Tuesday, March 31st. Thanks for listening.